Awaken, my knight. Oh, calmly, calmly now. Struggle as you might, I assure you, my bonds will hold. I have enough power yet in me to bind a single man. Though, you aren't just any man, are you? If the heraldry on your armor is right, you are the champion of many a war against my people and doubtless, slayer of countless of my brethren. And yet, you saved me from the pyre, from the mob that would have burned me at the stake for being born who I am. Curious that a knight such as yourself, saving a witch like me from the flames. They came upon me in a time of weakness. And they will pay dearly for that mistake. In time. For now, I would repay you for your kindness. Your sword and your armor? They're safe. Your steed? Well, he and I have become fast friends. I've always had a way with big, lumbering beast, which is why I think my wiles work so well on you. Whether it has more to do with the way you so crudely tried to scratch out the emblems on your armor, or just the way your eyes look at me, even now. The truth is clear, as your not-so-little friend is making evident. There's more in your eyes than hatred, dear knight. Bravo, by the way. It would seem that the Creator has blessed you in more ways than one. I'll be having a lot of fun with that. With this. Oh, how you jump. And at merely a hand. One might think you've never been touched before to see your magnificent cock react so to my lightest touch. Let's see then, shall we, how it reacts to more diligent affection. I never thought a man of your order could purr so sweetly. And yet, no matter how you fight it, I can see the way your eyes glass over. Hear the way your breaths deepen. And now, let me taste how sweet your surrender will be. You'd snap at me. I, who plucked those arrows from your side and closed your wounds. I, who guided you to safety in this forest clearing. Who saved you from the brink of death. I, who has given you, if I might guess, more pleasure than you felt in your long life of hatred, servitude, of obedience. Very well, my knight. For you are mine, and you must begin to accept that. If you will not let me taste you on your pious lips, let me perhaps taste you on a part of you that is much more honest. A mighty knight indeed. You grow still even within the confines of my mouth. Oh, don't be so coy, dear love. I may look petite and my body young, but I assure you, this is not my first attempt at breaking an honest man. This may be the first time it has ever been so easy. Your eagerness glistens and gleams at your tip, like a glazed lolly. Shall I lick it clean, my darling? I'll take your tortured silence to mean a yes. Hold steer, dear knight. You would not want me to bite you, would you? Ah, 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 ah. Not just yet, my sweetling. Hold it, save it for me. Save this ecstasy just a little while longer. Mustn't let all of that sweet seed go to waste. You calm yourself and work your way back down that cliff you were about to go leaping off of, whilst you watch me undress and listen to my sordid secret. Oh, how those eyes follow me, glassy with dreams, heavy with a lust so forbidden it makes your very soul quiver. You're so close to breaking for me, my sweet knight, so close to giving in. Can't look away, can you? I wasn't meant for these tattered rags, you know. This skin was meant for finer fabrics, this hair meant to be entwined with the sweetest, rarest flowers of the most fragrant scents. Even now, as I bear my everything to you, wholly and utterly yours to survey, your ire still stays high, and your fires below rage on still. For your obedience, my secret, and I trust you will guard it well. As I take my place atop you, my knights, I'll tell you the tale of a witch who uses magic long forgotten by her people, forbidden for ages amongst her kind. Hers is the magic that runs on the passion of lust, fueled by the seed of men she bends to her will. The twist? The purer the man, the more powerful she becomes. And tell me, my brave, handsome knight, tell me as I slide this thickness of yours between my thighs, and along this tiny, sopping little slit far too small for you, tell me, who more pure than the most valiant of knights? What a lovely thrall you will make, slave to my whim, bent by my magic. I will be reborn in your corruption, my lover. Now, you must just suffer my lust. Gods above, it's never been this difficult before. Oh, my knight, you'll ruin me with your sighs. How am I ever to know another man's touch after sating myself on yours? There, finally, all of you and all of me. Now then, my love, fret not about knights and witches of wars and warders, of flames and stakes. Let your world be the small space, and your heart speak not of vows and pledges of celibacy, but of truths and desires. Give yourself to me, my knight, and I will make your world wondrous. You watch me so intently, dear knight. So sweet. You draw close, my dear innocent one, but I don't think I'm done with you quite yet. I feel the fires rise within you, and yet... No, my bonds are perfect! How could... Oh, you're so strong. Jamin, please. Oh, God, please don't stop. Oh, please, please. Oh. Yes, my knight. Pound me. Lay to waste your vow of celibacy and give it to me. A lifetime, a of purity, sacrifice, obedience. Give it to me. It's you, everything that you are. It's mine now. Surrender it to me. Surrender it to me. And you make me yours. Gentler my nights. Oh, gods above, you burn me. You burn me in, whisk me in. Ill that is inside is unrecognizable, but it burns. No one's ever reached so deep before. My nights, mine. Everything you are, mine. Be mine and make me yours. Make me yours, dear night. Oh, it's coming. Creator, forgive me. I have never sinned so sweetly. Oh, yes, give me all of it. Drive it in every last drop. Let not a single drop of that precious seed fall to the forest. It is all mine. Oh, my knight, you have power left in you, and more chicory than I thought you capable of. I'm glad you didn't pull away, that even now you hold me to you. I will be yours, and I think I've decided to not make you my thrall. I will take you by your pledge and bind you by your word, not by my spell. So long as you vow yourself to me. Utterly and entirely. In this sweetness, you still drive into will always be yours. And that precious cock of yours will always be mine. What say you, my knight? Do we have an accord?